But it's great to see you, and I just want to share with you a few scriptures, and then I'll just pick out a few little bits and bobs about them. This is from Ephesians chapter 5. It says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make melody in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. So a little bit of advice for us. And the first thing Paul says is, make the most of every opportunity, seeing as you're children of light. Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. So, you know, as Christians, we need to be very careful how we live. It's an interesting thought. In fact, if you're not a Christian, then it doesn't really apply to you, does it? I mean, you can be as careful how you live as you like, but you'll still go to hell. To be a Christian is the only thing that takes you to heaven, not being careful how you live. Once you're a Christian, you need to be careful how you live. Why? Because the days are evil. But if you're not a Christian, the first thing you need to do is just become a Christian. Because you can be as careful as you like, but you're still lost. And being found to come to Jesus is really easy. It's absolutely simple. It's just one step of faith. Just one little prayer, like the drama. One prayer of faith. And so that's the first question I'd probably ask you today. Is that, are you yet born again? Are you a Christian? Are you a child of light? So that, and if you are, then we'll tell you how to live. So only you can answer that, only you know. Because some of you, like my kids, have been brought up with God in the church and all the rest. But that's not enough, is it? And some of you haven't. Some of you are new faces. Well, you're all new faces because your faces have changed. Some of you are tiny, you'll stand by, sorry, you're massive. But and the question is, are you yet a Christian? Have you made that decision yet? And it's really easy to make that decision. It's just to step into the light from the darkness. I was in Spain a couple of weeks ago. It was lovely and sunny, but it was freezing. And you know in Spain, loads of you have been to Spain, you know there's two sides of the road, and on one side's sunny and the other side's dark. And we were walking in the shadows, it was freezing. And my mate who was with me kept walking in the shadows, and I kept saying, let's cross over, it's freezing, come on. And we cross over, and getting the sun, and it was nice in the sun. It's dead easy. That's exactly what it is to be a Christian. It's just crossing over, coming out of the darkness into the light, taking a few steps, and then something happens to you and you're born again. You're born of God, you're born from above, and you know when it's happened. So here's the question, do you know that it's happened for you yet or not? If you don't know, well, this is your opportunity this morning. I'll give you an opportunity so you can know and then know how to live. And then Paul says, look, if you're children of light, if you are a Christian, if you put your hand up this morning and say, yeah, I believe in Jesus, well, here's some advice for you. Be very careful how you live, because the days are evil. And you don't need me to tell you that the days are evil, do you? You know the days are evil. When people are strapping bombs on themselves, walking into public places and blowing themselves up, the days are evil. When the clock's ticking for Jesus' return, and the whole world's rocking, and earthquakes are going off every month, not every decade. And there's tsunamis, and the whole world's shaking, and volcanoes are bringing down all the planes in Europe. And you know the days are evil. You know there's financial collapse. You know there's immorality. You know that things that were once evil are called good. You know that homosexuality is rife everywhere, pornography. It's the evil days, aren't they? I mean, it's hard being a young person. It's a lot harder than when I was young. I became a Christian, I was 17, I was a punk rocker living in Middlesbrough, and in Billingham, because my mum had died, and we moved to Billingham back to where my relatives lived, so my dad moved back there. And but, you know, for me, being a Christian, there was a few decisions to make, but life was quite simple when I was a kid. You know, we had three television channels, and nothing was very bad on there anyway. We thought it was, but actually looking back, it's nothing. And then you've got to live with, like, everything available to you all the time on all these screens and everything. Computers and phones. And with evil things, hardcore pornography, available at the touch of your fingers. No, the world was never like that.
Never. There's never been a time in human history when it was ever like that.
Even a couple of years ago when I was a kid, it wasn't like that. You're living in a horrific time. That's evil. The days are evil. In fact, the Bible says there'll come a time at the very end when good is called evil and evil is called good. Well, we're there, aren't we? If you say you're a Christian and you want to live good, there's something wrong with you. You're weird. Are you dangerous? There's something wrong with you if you want to do right. If you want to do good, it's true, isn't it? In our culture, that's what they think now. If you want to live for God, you're weird. There's something wrong with you. You're even dangerous. I've had parents of teenagers who've become Christians in our meetings ring me and say, "What's she getting into? What's he getting into? I'd rather he be into drugs than into that." And they mean it. "Hey, I'd rather he be into drugs than into that weird stuff in some cult with Jesus." We're in those days, aren't we? You say something negative about sleeping together outside of marriage, or homosexuality, or getting drunk, or taking drugs. You say something negative about that. You're attacked. "How dare you judge? You're the baddie." The culture isn't for us anymore, are they? They're not for us. They're against us. Hey, if you want to follow Jesus, you're welcome, but don't expect an easy ride. Not today. Because the days are evil. No, the world's against you if you follow Jesus. This is the truth. So you need to be very careful how you live and make the most of every opportunity. Because Jesus is coming back, isn't he? I mean, you don't need me to tell you that this is the end of the end. Deep in your heart, you know it is anyway. You know the world is spiralling out of control. And it's speeded up to the point where it's the end. For centuries and centuries and centuries, people have always lived the same ways, farmed the same ways, lived the same ways. It's only in the last couple of 100 years, or 150 years, that it's all just exploded with cars and technology and getting to the moon and speaking to each other. For the whole of human history, it's never been like that. This is like the end of the reel, when it comes off the end and starts to invest. These days have all been prophesied, but it's serious. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to warn you. If your kids are playing next to a cliff, and you say, "Hey, come away from the cliff," I'm not being nasty, I'm being nice. When I tell you it's the end of the world, I'm telling you it's the end of the world. "Oh, people always said that." Yeah, they have. And they've always been sort of right. You know, the Apostle John, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross, was buried, rose again, went back into heaven. He knew that as soon as he'd gone back into heaven, that was it. Set the clock. It's ticking between him coming back again. And he wrote this 2,000 years ago. He said, "Brothers, children," he wrote actually, "this is the end." You know, these are the end days. If he was writing today, he'd be saying, "Brothers, these are the last moments of the last days." It's just the truth. This is your opportunity. Do you want to get right with God? This is your opportunity. Now. You want to go to heaven? Well, decide. "Oh no, I don't want to get to... I'm sure it won't be the end yet because I need to get married." Oh, that's the big thing, is it? Well, that's what makes life life, is it? So that's your God then. That's your idol. Well, as soon as I get married, then he can come back, Jesus. So it's sex, is it? Is that what you're hoping for? Waiting for? Oh, we can have loads of sex and then he can come back, Jesus. Or kids. I'll have little kids and be a little Disney family. Then he can come back, Jesus. No, listen, you need to make a decision. No, Jesus, come back this afternoon. Are you ready now? All of that is irrelevant. It will be irrelevant when you stand before Jesus. And for those of us who have experienced marriage and family life, I'll tell you now, compared to Jesus coming back, it's irrelevant. Irrelevant. All that matters is this, and it really matters. Are you ready? Are you personally ready to stand before God now? Are you ready to go? Because we're going. It's happening. There's a date. And nothing's going to move that date. I mean, it's a date in God's calendar. Jesus said,